What's the difference?
What's the disparity in difference here, I think? I mean, they haven't alleged classification, but I think what they're saying is value. Why is the one over there? But I think the only reason I would see this, I think this 126 figure would come with, because there's some other property near them that's that price.
Can we see the PR card to see what their value was last year or in 23?
You can look at the P-Val.
Oh, the P-Val, that's what I meant, sorry.
For 24?
Sure.
And this is the one that's only classification, 24.
All right, so this is Vineyard's Lofts. So you're saying this one is only classification on 24?
No, it's classification and valuation.
Okay. Correct.
Services.
Okay. So value and.
So they, I mean, the rental program or the, that.
Do we know why they had an abatement in 23?
Probably next year.
Okay, so next year, so the classification is going to be 25.75.
Okay. Hey, John.
Figure out the value.
Yes.
Can you pull up 20?
Assuming they don't have
952 Vineyards, 2952.
On Beacon or on
we just push that one
BLE?
On Ulrich.
We had the problem with that one. Gotcha.
Yes.
29.
Address, yeah.
You just put it where it says Situs address.
Different.
Down there where it says Situs, 2052.
So this is going to be a phase one built in 2007. This is probably where he's getting that number from, that 126.
Yeah.
Because it's 14 years older or older than his property, 14.
They were in that, we reassessed them. They were in that 45,000. And they went to 131. Mm-hmm. So it was a 184% increase.
That was this year or years past?
This is this year, correct?
This year.
Okay,
right.
So why is he at 222?
So he would have been part of the 30% discount for all since 2011. He's absolutely part of that. And then, like I said, he should have the correct index, but as again, we found some of them had the wrong. They didn't calculate through on their neighborhood rate. So.
But at the end of the day, both.
It's in there now.
At the end of the day, both of these properties are below market. I mean, the appraised value is below what the market value is.
Right, and so we should be pretty close now with the amount we've got now for these. Because we know it's worth more than 40-something thousand from last year. So we're getting in.
Well, now it's 201 and 220, and I. Okay, well, we can call and ask these questions of them, I guess.
Starting with 24?
We'll start with 24.
All right.
If you could answer him on that one, yes.
Oh no, I took that back. Defaults.
Hello?
This is the same. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. It's a Vineyard's Loft property.
This is number 24.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you've got down both valuation and classification. Before we get to valuation, let me ask you on the, and I'm trying to recall why we continued this one last time, but on the classification issue, do you have more than one property?
No, that's the reason we did it, because I don't have any other properties.
You don't have any other properties down here? Okay.
No, I mean, I have my residence, that's it.
Oh, okay. So this is just seeking a classification change you use it in a nightly rental program and you want the mixed-use classification?
Yes, please.
Okay, and you don't have any interest in any other LLCs that also do this then?
No.
Okay. Now, let me ask you on the classification, you've also got down here the valuation.
Yes.
Okay, and it's at what we have here is 222,050. And you look like you've got down a value of 126,920. Where does that come from?
I just, you know, it was evaluated at 100, maybe. I think 109 or something like that. And an increase of 240%. I thought it was maybe just a little too much. I tried to sell it, and I got zero money for it. So I mean, it's hard to say, you know, what's really worth it. You know, it's kind of one of those things. You know, I just felt like it was really, really high.
Well, there's no
considering year to year.
There's no question that the valuation seemed to have been way low for a while, and that for some reason there was a 30% discount in the system, and they couldn't figure out where that came from back in like 2011. But, you know, ultimately, I guess the question here on the valuation is do you think the fair market value is less than $222,000?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I put it on the market for a little bit under that, and I got zero people interested, so I don't even know if it's worth that much. So that's what I'm saying. That's the situation that I'm in. That's why I felt like it was just way too high. So.
Okay, do you have any comparables? Because I think what we've looked at around there is that those units in your that are similar to yours are going for more than the 222 right now.
Yeah, 250.
There might be some newer
units that you know could go for that. I don't know if any of them are selling. Anybody could ask whatever they want for them. Again, to my knowledge, I haven't seen anything moving in that neighborhood. Sure. Not even anywhere close to those prices. So. If you folks have maybe a realtor on board, maybe they can confirm or deny that anything is moving or not at those price ranges.
Funny you should ask. Just a second.
So he was on the market.
At what?
What did he list it at?
425.
Oh. Yeah, that was significantly more than this. So, but I don't know of any. I mean, in other words, we're basically our ability to do anything on the valuation issue really is a question to us is whether you are being assessed or given appraised value that is over what the market would bring. And I'm just not sure we have enough evidence in front of us to do anything on that valuation. Certainly think on the classification issue that we can do something for you, but I don't know how we do that. Does the board have any other questions on that or comments?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Anything else? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion on DOE 24 to deny the value. Keep it at 222.50, and then on classification, do a mixed use 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion or anything you'd like to say before we rule on the motion?
Yeah. So, like I said, I like the 25.75.
Would we what?
30%.
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second. Can you?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say you said there was a glitch in the system and needed to be brought up 30%. I'm okay with that if we can go from the old valuation to up 30%. I mean, I understand that's, you know, more closer to the real value, but really 240% seems like that's just excessive. It would really force me out. You know, I wouldn't be able to really continue this to do anything. I would have to, you know, get rid of it, and then I wouldn't be able to.
And we greatly appreciate the fact that this market has gotten pretty tight and that we just can't really consider economic factors for each individual owner unless we're trying to value something on a on an income or expense, you know, basis or something. But the
what was the basis for the folks to raise it to 240%? And they just
Is that the assessor?
Could sell for more.
No, I think that they've just been mandated to get our values closer to fair market value in the county, and I think the assessor could answer that.
Yeah, what I'd like to say is they're building new phases on this complex, and so when we sent the guys out to evaluate the new buildings on there, we went ahead and did the entire complex. That's, again, when we discovered that there had been that permanent discount for 30% because we couldn't figure out why these condos wouldn't assess the same as the newer. I mean, they should depreciate for age, but they shouldn't be that huge of a discrepancy. And so for you to be at the value you were at for the past years, that's really a gift for you from Taney County because you should never have been at that rate. I mean, 2011, that's quite a discount, and again, a gift to you.
I think what you're saying is you've gotten the benefit of a great, probably well below market value for quite a while. The other thing is, please understand that this doesn't necessarily equate to the percentage that your taxes would change because a levy has to be approved, and that, in other words, your taxes may not change nearly as what you think they're going to change. So, in any event, with respect to BOE number 24,
we have a motion first and second.
There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. If you want to appeal it to the State Tax Commission, there'll be instructions on there. If you don't, that it's going to stay at that value, but the change in classification is going to be granted. So we appreciate you owning in Taney County. All right, sir?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
Well, you lied to us when you said it was listed below the.
Okay. Let's go ahead. What's your question? Somebody?
You no. already set them at 75.5, and it does have reason on why you did take the course.
Oh, we had already done the 25?
Yes.
We just tabled the
evaluation.
Okay, well.
So we voted on it twice. But
all right.
Anyway.
Well, at least we're consistent. let's see.
23. 23. You had a hotel
in there. Branson's Property Partners. The number is not answering. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again.
No, there's another all circuits are busy in Florida.
Maybe. It could be here.
This is the one that you're calling now, the one that you already moved for classification, and you tabled it for discrimination.
Okay, so this was the issue of why are the people next to me?
$71.
Okay, is this the one with the mirror image right across the way
from him? Let's look at Beacon and see.
And he was asking, why am I not like, why have I gone up this much and the one right across from me is not?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have to look. I can't tell you.
If you can bring up the
Why don't I call Mr. Serena Management and see if he has anything while we're here to watch.